Good morning once again, church. So I've done this more than a few times now, and I have to tell you guys, it really, really doesn't get much easier. And so here's a quick, here's some quick trivia. What is the most common phobia in the world? Public speaking. Glossophobia is the number one most hated thing in the world. Number two is death. So most people would rather die than be me right now. But, and I don't really blame them, but not for the public speaking part. I don't have a problem with public speaking. I did theater for 4 years. I read poetry competitively for those same 4 years. I have no problem with talking in front of people. I don't have that glossophobia fear. My fear comes from what I'm talking about. We are going to be going over the words of God today. And that always fills me with a bit of hesitation and just makes me nervous, just fills my whole body with ants. And because I always wanna get it right. I always wanna do my best because these are the word of God. That's why we're all here. We are spoken into existence by his words. So I wanna make sure that I'm interpreting them honestly and correctly. And that's stressful. So, before we get into my sermon, let's bow our heads and pray. Please join me. Dear Lord, please guide my words and my thoughts. Please lead me in your light. Empty me of everything that I am and fill me with everything that you are. Dear Lord, I pray that these words are not my own, but yours spoken through me. In your son's holy name, amen. So, as you guys can see, the message today is called When Faith Fails. And I was speaking to my mom last night, and I was telling her what my sermon was going to be about because I knew she wasn't going to be able to be here today. So I was explaining my sermon to her, and I walked up to him like, hey, mom, guess what my sermon's going to be about? And she didn't want to play the guessing game. And I tell her, it's like, it's called When Faith Fails. And immediately she stops me. She's like, what? When faith what? How can faith fail? And a few of you guys are probably thinking the exact same thing. How can faith fail? Now, before any of you guys get too upset with me, I will have to admit this title is a little bit of a misnomer. It's not exactly true. Faith doesn't exactly fail, but in a way it does. So before I answer that question, how faith fails, let's explore what exactly faith is to us to begin with. The word faith and its derivatives are used over 400 times in the NIV translation of the Bible. If you ask me, faith is probably pretty important. The original Greek word for faith is pistis, but has other translation as well. Pistis can also mean trust or belief. So here's another question. Do you believe our God is all-powerful, that he is loving and righteous and willing to forgive? Yeah. Amen. Wouldn't you agree with me that it is that belief, that faith, that God is the foundation, that God is the key to our lives as Christians? Can I get an amen? Amen. And what does the Bible have to say about faith? I'm going to read off a few scriptures for you really quick. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Matthew 21:22. And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. Mark 11:22-24. And Jesus answered him, have faith in God. Truly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass and will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you will receive it and it will be yours. Ephesians 2, 8 through 9. For by faith you have been saved through faith. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing, but it is a gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. So what are we going to get from these four passages? Well, we get that faith is the assurance in the things we cannot see, in the unknown. It is the power to move mountains and answer prayers. It is what saves us and allows us to have this walk with God in the first place. So now that we have a little bit of a better understanding of what faith is and what faith does in our lives, let's go ahead and try to tackle this question, this burning question of how can something so powerful as faith end up failing? Well, the answer can be found in the Bible. We have examples of how faith ends up failing many, many times throughout the Bible. We have to look no further than the entire nation of Israel to see how this is true. Over and over again, they allowed their faith to waver. As Moses was receiving the Ten Commandments, they lost faith that God would protect them in the wilderness and began to build idols and worship them for themselves. Let's look at the very beginning. Adam and Eve, these two who literally walked with God side by side in the Garden of Eden, lost faith and didn't trust the word of God, his word of warning, that if they ate the forbidden fruit, they would surely die. They lost their trust. They lost their belief in what God told them. When I say there has been a failure of faith, when I say faith has failed, I mean, we have failed to have faith in God. I mean that in some way we have strayed from the path God has set for us and went off by ourselves. And just these are just two examples, but there are many, many others in which we can learn more about what faith is and what it can do for us in our lives and what happens when we deny that faith. Let's take Judas, for example. He walked with our Savior, Jesus Christ, watched him perform miracle after miracle after miracle, and he, this man who saw the love of Christ with his own eyes, who walked side by side with him, lost faith. In the story of Samson, we see even though Samson repeatedly strayed from the path God set for him, in his very last moments of life, he renewed that trust in God, showing us that it is never too late to come back to the open arms of God. On the other hand, we have the unflinching faith of John the Baptist, serving his entire life to proliferate the word of the Lord. But he meets his end by human hands, killed by the evil Queen Jezebel. So what do we learn? What is there to gain from these stories? Well, we see that faith isn't a catch-all. Faith isn't a catch-all if we don't accept it every single day. That even the most righteous can fall. We see that faith. I'm sorry, I lost my place. We give our lives over fully to God. In Proverbs 24:16, for though the righteous fall seven times, they rise again, but the wicked stumble when calamity strikes. So a good Christian will lose faith, but they will always turn back to the open arms of God. So we must also continue to rise and not stray down the path, not stray down the path that God has set for us, and turn back always into the open, outstretched hands of God, and continue to walk with Him without any fear of any evil in this world has in store for us. Church, I did not have a very long sermon today. I was bribed, not gonna lie. Bill back there offered me some cash to make this really quick. This is a simple sermon, and it doesn't require many beautiful words or soliloquies or anything fancy like that. It's very, very simple. Faith is what saves us, but it is not our faith that saves us. Church, if you take with you any part of this sermon, take with you this. In each and every one of these stories we have looked back on, it is man's faith in God that has failed. Never once has God's faith in us failed. We must remember and hold close to our hearts the absolute fact that God will never for a moment lose faith in us. That though we are imperfect as we are, and regardless of the number of times we lose our faith in the all-powerful Father, our all-powerful Father will be standing there with arms open, ready to accept us back into His fold. Brothers, sisters, this is a very simple sermon, very short. Remember, rely not on your own faith in God, but remember His unfailing faith for you. Believe in the God that believes in you.